All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, February 24th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had 24 tennis matches get underway about 2 hours ago. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. For the rest of the evening, we have an 8-game NBA slate, and then we do have some League of Legends action later on tonight as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. We did have a couple questions come in prior to the show, so we will knock those out and then just kind of see where we go from there. So with that said, first question of the day. This one came in support. I did answer it, but I thought it was a really good Office Hours question, so I carried it over to Office Hours for today. Quick question. I'm always busy, so never got to really ask a lot of questions with the portfolio system. For NBA and any other sport, when I am building 20 max GPPs and single entries, should I keep everything in the same portfolio or make a GPP build and a single entry build separate? Also, when I late swap, should I do separate or all together? Okay, good question. So the question, you know, here is like, hey, should I split out my single entries and my 20 maxes, or should I do one build, say, with both? Now, we think it is totally okay to do both contests in the same build. The portfolio diversifier will understand, hey, what contests are we playing and how does that impact the contests that we're going to, the other contests that you're playing and what lineups we're going to choose for those. So by doing it this way, you get a little bit more of a holistic view of, hey, your contest, SaberSim understands these lineups are in this contest, and so we want to be conscious of that when filling the second contest, right? When you run different builds, it's not going to understand, hey, what lineups are in those other contests, because it's basically only focusing on the contest slash lineups chosen in that build workspace. So we recommend keeping them all together. Now, if you were to separate it out, right, if you wanted to use a different strategy, if you wanted to use a smaller player pool, if you wanted to be, you know, kind of hyper-specific, I think that is a fine reason to split them out. Like, yeah, well, for my 20 max, I'm a little bit more flexible, but for my single entries, I want to build a very, very particular way. I think that's okay. If you want to do that, it's cool. What I would say, though, however, is whatever you do pre-slate, I would also do it post-slate. So if you build all together, well, then I would swap all together. But if you build separate, then I would swap separate. And I think that would make sense, because if you did take the approach of, hey, you know, in my 20 max build, I'm going to build one way. In my single entry build, I want to build with a different kind of methodology. You probably want to still use that different methodology in the single entry late swap. So I would follow that same line of thinking where, you know, pre-slate I do this, so in late swap I do the same, and whatever route that ends up being, totally up to you. But those are my thoughts there on separate builds versus one build. All right, another question. This one came in from support, actually, and my face is gone. All right, question said, I know Andrew answered this briefly in Office Hours, but general question, if I am a Trust the Sims guy, can you speak on the pros and cons of direct fill versus one contest per group? My hunch is that if you put everything in direct filled portfolio plus assigns contest for you and diversifies all of your lineups, and then if you do one group per contest, I'm assuming it also diversifies through all contests. So let's say I'm not running all unique lineups and not changing any exposures or anything. Which one is Saber Sim's preferred method? Okay, good question. So you are right about how, you know, diversifier works, right? It basically takes all of your contests and, or direct fill, sorry, how direct fill works. It takes all your contests, puts them into one group, makes your number of lineups equal to the number of entries that you have. And then the way that it solves the portfolio is when you open up the contest menu, when you have contests in here, however the contests are listed from the top down is effectively the order that the contests are getting solved and filled. That would be the same as having multiple groups. If I have multiple groups, well, the top group gets diversified / solved first, and then the second group, and then the third. So it's always this kind of top-down methodology. So overall, these are kind of my thoughts here. You know, if you're a Trust the Sims guy, right, you're not making a lot of adjustments. I would probably go with one group per contest. I think this is our, I would say like our most highly recommended option. Now, I think direct fill makes the most sense in terms of it is easiest to understand what's happening. Hey, I have one group, I have all of my lineups, and I have all of my contests, and I just kind of need to worry about this one group, right? So I usually recommend direct fill for people who are new to Saber Sim, who have never used an optimizer, who are trying to kind of find their footing. I think direct fill, or it might be called Saber System on your Saber Sim, is the easiest to understand. I think that we tend to recommend one group per contest just because it splits out your, it is easier to see which lineups are in which contests when you use one group per contest, because at any point you can click on the name of a group, you get this highlight, and then SaberSim will show you only the exposures for that group. Or if you have lineups built, you can click this drop down and you can see only the lineups for this group. It's just a little bit, it just kind of breaks it apart a little bit by contest level. Hey, these are these lineups, these are these exposures, these are the aggregate metrics for only this contest as opposed to all of your contests. So I think that is why we tend to recommend one group per contest. I think it's just like a little bit cleaner, a little less overlap when you do have truly one contest in each group here. So that would be my recommended method. All right, those are our questions that we had to start the day. So why don't we run a build here? And we'll run the build demo like we discussed, where we had the single entry and the 20 max. Typically for me, when I'm playing, say I'm playing a mix like this, I would usually fill the single entry first. So I would put the single entry group on top. If there's some big dollar disparity, like maybe your single entry is $1 and you're playing the $4 20 max, then okay, you know, yeah, I understand putting the $4 first, but I think that's probably usually not the case. So I'm going to do single entry first here. I'm going to make two adjustments to ownership, and I just realized we're doing this all in tennis slate, but that's okay. All right, so we're going to let those lineups run. I'm going to move a couple things around while we wait for that to happen. Some things that I'm less concerned about here. All right. Looks like our lineups just finished because we had some more columns populate here, which is good. My own, I want leverage. There we go. Okay, so this looks pretty good. Pretty happy with the setup here. I'm going to change my aggregate metrics. This is just my preference. I like to use Saber Score. projection, especially if I'm on starter. All right. So we are in the post build. We have two groups, both using portfolio. So both aware of what the lineups are in the other group. We have our aggregate metrics here and we are sorting our table by exposure. So we're able to see exactly what's going on here. So in case you guys missed it, there was a late withdrawal this morning. Jessica Pagula here withdrew. She was one of probably the highest projected player on the slate and highest salary as well. Yep, definitely highest salary. So what ended up happening here is that she was expected to face Rebecca Bramkova here. Well, Rebecca's salary was really, really low. What ended up happening is because Pagula withdraws, Bramkova gets what's called a lucky loser opponent. And that effectively makes her become like a favorite in this contest. So a favorite at, you know, min salary here is a very strong play. You can see her value is, you know, significantly higher than anyone else on the slate. So I don't really mind that we have, you know, a big leverage number, a high exposure to Bramkova here. I think that this is like totally warranted. Now, I think one thing you could do here, right? It's like, okay, hey, there's this great value play. Here, I don't know. I see that, you know, this is our highest exposed player, but who's in our single entry, right? This is where we get into like the one group per contest. And then see, this is interesting, right? I click on the single entry lineup and then the group here. And I notice, hey, we just talked about how Bramkova is such a great play. She's actually not in this lineup. You know, maybe I don't want that, right? Maybe I want to play a lineup with her. So what I could do is I could click the drop down to see the lineup in here, and then I exit and I'm like, hey, you know, I don't want this lineup. Put it in the trash. We'll actually see if she comes up. And the next lineup does have her, right? So, okay, great. Now Bramkova is in our single entry. I feel a lot better about that since she's such a high value. It looks like she went into the single entry and then came out of the 20 max. That might be the portfolio builder saying, hey, if we're going to have this player in the single entry, then maybe we want to hedge a little more and have a little bit less of them in the 20 max. That's potentially what happened here. I'm not sure, but either way, we got our desired outcome as far as getting Bramkova into the single entry. So that's great. Some other things I might look at are aggregate metrics. You know, the projections look pretty similar, a little bit lower in the 20 max. That kind of makes sense. The projection should go down as we add more and more lineups on here. The Saber score in the 20 max is a little bit lower. I think it's kind of the same thing. Saber score starts high and then kind of moves down slowly as we add more and more lineups. So far, so good for me here as far as what our lineups are looking like. Now, question in the chat. Skelter said that was mine. So it's very similar, just an ease of use UI kind of thing. Yeah, definitely that is the right way of looking at it. All right, so getting back to the slate demo, I think the only other things that I would probably do are sort my leverages high to low and just make sure like I don't have too much leverage compared to anyone's ownership, right? Like if I had 25% leverage, but the player was 8% owned, right? Like that might be like a lot here, but I don't see anything weird like that. It's just good to do a quick check, check inverse leverage as well. Notice we're taking fewer stands against, like our positive leverage is bigger than our negative leverage. So I think that's okay as well. Just kind of getting to some of the, what SaberSim believes to be are like the best plays on the slate. So all in all, I am pretty happy with what our lineups are looking like at this point. We made some adjustments, checked some things. And at this point, I would be ready to save these and upload them to my contest. All right. We did answer our two questions that came in prior to the show. We knocked out a slate demo here, talking about building lineups within the same build, which is what I recommend. So I hope this was a little good example of that, showing how to use it, how to click on the groups, how to identify the lineups, and adjust them as needed. But with that said, I think we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.